This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today. A non-invasive electrophysiology technique called Motor Unit Number Index, or MUNIX, can effectively assess the loss of motor nerve cells and muscle impairment in adults with spinal muscular atrophy types 3 and 4, a study in patients reports. The study, The Motor Unit Number Index Profile of Patients with Adult Spinal Muscular Atrophy, was published in the journal Clinical Neurophysiology. Its authors suggest MUNIX be further evaluated for its potential as a diagnostic and disease monitoring marker. Disease progression in SMA types 3 and 4, two slowly advancing forms, is typically evaluated through clinical exams, strength measurements, and functional rating scales. But test outcomes can be influenced by the person performing the test, a phenomenon called inter-rater variability, and they may not detect subtle changes in progression. Electrophysiological measures, such as the compound motor action potential, otherwise known as CMAP, and motor units number estimation, otherwise known as MUNE, have shown promise as biomarkers of SMA progression. Electrophysiology is the study of the electrical properties of biological cells and tissues. For example, the electrical activity of nerve cells. Both CMAP and MUNE measures are low in children with SMA and correlate with age and motor function. These tests are used only in children with severe and rapidly progressive SMA forms, and their potential in adult patients is unknown. Additionally, MUNE is technically challenging, time-consuming, and invasive, and is thought to be associated with relatively low reproducibility, researchers wrote. A more recent and non-invasive electrophysiology technique called Motor Unit Number Index has shown good results in evaluating electrophysiological changes in people with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, otherwise known as ALS. Several studies have shown the technique is reproducible and capable of following motor neuron loss in ALS and in diseases involving damage to the peripheral nerves, the system of motor and sensory nerves outside those of the central nervous system. MUNIX determines the number of working motor units whose loss is the primary reason for muscle atrophy in a given muscle. A motor unit consists of a spinal motor nerve cell and all the muscle fibers it innervates. The technique involves placing surface electrodes on an individual's muscles and relies on a statistical approach that, when integrated with a dedicated software, arrives at a probable motor unit count. This allows researchers to estimate the number of functioning motor neurons. Researchers used MUNIX to characterize motor unit loss in 19 SMA type 3 and 4 patients, four of whom were considered non-ambulatory, and of those 19, 16 were sex and age-matched healthy controls. All patients had begun walking as toddlers between 12 and 15 months of age. Participants' neuromuscular performance was evaluated using a battery of tests specifically aimed at assessing muscle strength. The SMA Functional Rating Scale, otherwise known as SMA-FRS, which measures functional disability in 10 key domains of daily living, was also used. MUNIX was used to evaluate five muscles, all on the body's right side, located in the hand, foot, arm, lower leg, and back. SMA patients showed significantly lower MUNIX values in all muscles tested compared to controls, regardless of their degree of functional impairment. Reduced MUNIX counts were particularly significant in two muscles in patients, with a 42.2% reduction in the abductor digiti minimi, a strong skeletal muscle in the hand and foot, and a 21.6% reduction in the abductor pollicis brevis, a muscle in the hand between the wrist and the base of the thumb. Researchers also saw evidence of new nerve growth, a process called nerve sprouting, shown by an increase in the muscular unit size index, a parameter called MUSIX, M-U-S-I-X. Specifically, MUSIX scores increased by 47.7% in the abductor digiti minimi and 20.8% in the abductor pollicis brevis. The ratio between MUNIX and MUSIX correlated with muscle strength, and the MUNIX scores correlated with degrees of patients' disability. researchers concluded their comments with the following statement, quote, "Our results provide evidence that Munich's reliably captures LMN or lower motor neuron loss and muscle involvement in SMA type 3 and 4. Further studies with longitudinal designs are needed to confirm the full biomarker potential of Munich's as a diagnostic and monitoring marker and its role in future clinical trials." End quote. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, March 12, 2019. I write a lot about defying the odds and being adventurous despite my disability. I'm not keen on being called an inspiration by people who don't even know me. But nevertheless, I want to subvert the stereotype that every person in a wheelchair just sits at home all day. Well, we do sit, but we do other things too. Recently, though, it dawned on me just how far I have come in my independence. Last Saturday, I went on a road trip with just friends, which is a feat I would have never even dreamed of doing a few years ago. While my teenage self would not be surprised in the least, to learn that I spent the previous night reading the award-winning comic book series, Mr. Miracle, in its entirety, that same nerd would have thought that a trip without mom and dad would be impossible. I went on my first vacation without my parents when I was 22, and since then, I've gone on many adventures with friends in my archaic Dodge Caravan. Before that, an endless amount of questions created a mental barrier in my head. Would it be safe? What if something happens? What if there's an emergency? What if I forget to bring something? How will I convince mom and dad to let me do this? All of those anxieties kept me from taking this step for years. Though I had gone on countless vacations and retreats, at least one of my parents always accompanied me. I felt left behind as a result of being unable to simply escape for a weekend with my friends without having to worry about the logistics of it all. Now here I am, a veteran when it comes to going out of town with friends. For this trip, I tapped my friend Kenny to drive me. He and I met through a campus ministry in college. He's currently helping me out on the weekends while in his last semester of school. And since he's a fellow nerd, I pay him in cash, comic books, and movie passes. We went to meet some friends of mine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, about 2 hours from where I live. Being the rebellious party animals that we are, we met at a movie theater to see How to Train Your Dragon 3. And no, the kids who were in the audience did not have the same appreciation and enthusiasm for the film that we did, given that they were barely alive in 2010 when the first installment came out. Later that night when we all went out for dinner, I couldn't help but let my mind descend into a pool of sentimentality. I'm not even sure if that expression works, but I'm going to roll with it. For one, we had dinner at The Loop, which is a pizza and grill place that both of my siblings worked at when they were in high school. Our town's location closed a few years ago, but just going to the one in Winston struck me with an overwhelming sense of nostalgia. Second, the friends I met with have each played a pivotal role in my life. Katie, Holden, and Young were some of the first people I met when I started working for the school newspaper during my freshman year of college. Young actually is now a columnist here at BioNews Services for the Charcot-Marie Tooth website. At Katie and Holden's wedding this past summer, I met Della. The two of us killed it on the dance floor. All of these things culminated into an adventure that was once only a fantasy in my mind. I used to allow SMA to dictate my actions and prevent me from experiencing the wonders of life. For the longest time, my physical limitations crushed me mentally, and I let it happen. Yet with each step I've taken toward more independence, I've come to realize just how much I can do. I can work and provide for myself, manage my care team, get stronger at physical therapy every week, and experience the liberating sensation of riding down the highway with friends on a sunny afternoon. And hey, if the worst thing that ever happened on a trip without mom and dad was my friends accidentally skidding our van along a cement pillar in the middle of a hotel parking deck and scratching the side door, I'll take it. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.